Marty and I both used to have the opportunity to go around with Doc and Merle, not together, but at the same time, being the fourth wheel, when it was Doc and Merle and T. Michael Coleman. And Marty did it some, I did it some, and when you sit and play with next to Doc Watson, you better be in time, because he is. Well, we got to have a couple more questions here, if you have any, we'll play another tune. Yes, sir, in the back.
Good question, man.
I thought you'd say that. Well, I should clarify that statement just to let you know, I guess in the way I was noting the two of them. In other words, there's things you can do on a fiddle, such as and I can do them if I'm sitting here by myself without playing the other instruments, but sometimes they're just simply inaudible. In other words, if you go... Well, that's kind of fiddle kind of stuff. So it's really more of the left hand that I speak of, that I was noting it, maybe trying to note the mandolin too much like a fiddle. And then I realized, why don't I just play like Bill Monroe and see how that works? And that worked a lot better. So it was really more noting it, but good point. You don't bow a mandolin, do you? Unless you're in Led Zeppelin.
Worked out okay for them.
Yeah, they did pretty good.
I found a letter the other day. I needed a job so bad when Johnny Cash offered me a job back in the early 80s. He said, "Do you play the fiddle?" I went, "Oh, yeah." "Sure I do." And so he used to do Orange Blossom Special with the harmonicas, you know? And so I borrowed somebody's electric fiddle, which was good by itself. And you want to see a magic trick, I can clear this room with one fiddle. But my fiddle playing was so bad, but he never said a word after the first couple of shows, but he wrote me a check at the end of the tour, and put a letter with it, "Dear son, glad to have you on the show, blah, 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 blah." And wrote, "Love, JR." And he put, "P.S. Do all fiddle squeak or just yours?"
I bet you still have the letter.
I do.
Well, we'll do one more for you, and we want to be sure and watch it for Marty and the Fabulous to play with us tonight.
And we, of course, sure to watch the Sam Bush Orchestra.
Mary Dowd just loves it here at Gray Fox if we can get the entire audience with their big lighters while I play. You know, always a good thing to do at a festival when it's really dry.
And there is a tent for finger burn right up here.
Hey, man, let's...
Awesome.
It's a disease. Yeah. Anytime you sit with a mandolin for more than an hour, you got to do a Grisman imitation. I can do that because we recorded an album together. Okay, if there's no request, we'll go on here. What are you gonna do? Some people call this tune Ralph's Banjo Special. And I always did, just because that's the way it was labeled on the first recording I had of it. It was like a Stardate compilation by the Stanley Brothers. I now realize it was probably a publishing thing, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, because it's a mandolin tune. So some call it Daybreak and Dixie, some call it Ralph's Banjo Special.
Today it's Sam and Marty's Special, 2 for 1. Maybe.
You won't believe this, but we're composing this on the spot. I told you you wouldn't believe it.